We've asked Brother Don Newsom to open the convention with prayer. Brother Don.
Hold on. Oh, that one's on. The mic is on.
There you are. I hear you now.
Okay. Our loving, gracious Father in heaven, we approach thy throne of grace to give our thanks and our praise unto thee for having led us as far as we have come now. We are thankful for this convention and for those who will serve on the platform. We're thankful for their labors of love on our behalf, and we ask thy blessing be upon each one as they serve us, and upon each one of our hearers, our brethren, near and far, thy Israel, the world over. We'd ask thy strength and comfort now in approaching this convention. Help us keep our minds always centered on thee, and to retain the lessons brought forward in our mind. Help us to dwell and mull them over and over. We'd ask thy forgiveness for our shortcomings and our mistakes and failures. And we pray a measure of thy strength for those of our on our platform, and also for thy Israel near and far. We'd now commit thy care and keeping upon the convention, and give thanks for the knowledge of thy truth at the hand of thy pastor, Brother Russell. We'd ask thy continuance with us now, and praise thy name always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Don. Fine sentiments. Start of our convention from one that's long and loyal in the way. Now, Brother Scott Davenport of our ecclesia is going to open the convention with a welcoming thought. Brother Scott.
Thank you, Brother Robert. Good morning, dear brethren. Greetings in the name of our reigning Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On behalf of the North Seattle Bible Student Ecclesia, please accept our warm Christian welcome to this two-day online convention, this Saturday, April 6th, and Sunday, April 7th, 2024. We are very thankful that you are here with us, as we do desire to have this time together to enjoy our fellowship, our studies, our lessons, our prayers, and perhaps a few tears. We so desire to be filled with a greater measure of the Lord's Spirit in these difficult times. As we know, a convention is made up of its participants. We enjoy and we rejoice in this table prepared for us this weekend. We appreciate that the Lord has provided for those gathered here today, and we appreciate that the Lord has run before our servants this weekend and has blessed their efforts, for he knows what we have need of. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. Brethren, we are not part of any earthly organization, but we do come together as a body of God's people to learn of his divine plan, to better understand our part and place in that plan, to worship him in spirit and in truth, and to sing praises unto his holy name. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. And don't we see that day approaching, dear brethren? Reprint 4077 states that we are more or less like coals of fire, which if separated will tend to cool rapidly, but which if brought together will tend to increase in fervency the whole mass. It is gatherings such as this where we increase our faith, we maintain our light. We can encourage one another and share our experiences. The nearer we come to the close of this gospel age, the more precious are our opportunities for Christian fellowship. These gatherings act as a counteracting influence to offset the ever-increasingly negative influences of the world in general. Matthew chapter 18, verse 20 assures us that for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. In Matthew 23, verse 8, the Lord states, "Ye are all brethren, for one is your master, even Christ." Malachi chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, "Then they that feared," that is reverenced, "then they that reverenced the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that reverenced the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day, when I make up my jewels. I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth me." The Lord takes full knowledge of his true people. The prompt and ready use of even the smallest talent is carefully noted by our loving Lord, documenting the perfect intention with which it is rendered. Yes, we live in a time of trouble and of the corresponding plagues. We can see the active removal of the social, political, ecclesiastical, and financial systems. We know that when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we are praying for the fall of the old order. We see it coming to fulfillment bit by bit. We know that it's a certainty in God's due time. Let us remember how important is our good fight of faith. Let us keep near to our hearts, our hopes, and prayers that we might be used in the uplifting and restoration of mankind. Let us keep close to our hearts the joys to come in the millennial day now dawning. The world often considers why God permits evil to come on his faithful servants, and why are the wicked seemingly permitted to flourish? We look forward to a time where every individual will understand exactly why God permitted these trials upon mankind. And who knows? Perhaps mankind will be blessed with the opportunity to be instrumental in blessing future worlds and individuals. We look forward to a time where the permission of evil, of sin and evil, has completed its work, and the restoration of all things will hold the world of mankind in the stead where they should be. Romans 12, verse 2, "And be not conformed to this world, but ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." The thought here is to be remodeled, changed ever more so into the likeness of that perfect example of our Lord and Savior, to the very best of our ability. We are to be a mirror image of our Lord. Not that we can be perfect in the flesh, for we know that this is an impossibility, but a perfection of heart, of intention, of will, of endeavor. We strive to achieve the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. With new hopes, new aims, ambitions, desires, and affections. This is amongst the most important of goals of the Christian walk. Ezra chapter 10, verse 11 says to separate yourselves from the people of the land. Be ye separate. we gather today to nourish and feed our faith, hope, and zeal, to make us stronger today and for tests yet future. Of these future tests, we can be certain. This race continues as long as we live. Let us rejoice in the knowledge that we do understand that these trials are our necessary molding experiences and the furthering of our character and becoming more crystallized, more Christ-like, to the very best of our ability, and to be in a condition of readiness to serve our great King as well as Jehovah God. As our brethren, one by one, finish their individual races, as our numbers diminish this side of the veil, and as world events make it ever more difficult to gather together in person, we rejoice that we few are still so bountifully provided for with means such as Zoom to continue to gather together as a body of God's people, to feed and nourish ourselves on God's rich manna. And we appreciate that we are given the wisdom of knowing that it is all under the perfect control of our Lord. This gives us such great peace in this time of trouble. John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. This is also shown to us in our convention theme text when Elihu is speaking to Job. He says in Job 34:29, when he giveth quietness, who can make trouble? And when he hideth his face, who then can behold him? Whether it be done against a nation or against a man only. We children of God take these words in a very different sense from that suggested to Job by Elihu. We have a great quietness and rest of heart, even in the severest of trouble. The Lord's people have a peace and rest of mind through the knowledge of God's plan and his justice, mercy, and love. Brethren, as we see the dismantling of this old order, and perhaps individually we are enduring the severest of trials, public or personal, may we, knowing that it is all going as intended, strive to have that condition or state of mind of eupomene, Strong's 5281, cheerful, patient endurance. And so, dear ones, once again, I say welcome on behalf of this ecclesia. It is our hope and prayer that this convention is a blessing and a comfort and a lift to each one in attendance this weekend. May the Lord add his blessing, and God bless each and every one of you.
Thank you, Brother Scott. Fine thoughts for the opening of our convention and what we should be focusing on, not only today, but each day of our walks. Okay, so we're right on time, and this is good. And we're going to move next to our assigned subject, the signs of the establishment of the kingdom and its manifestations. And Brother Albert Schwab will be addressing us in this regard. And the opening, the hymn he has chosen to open this discourse is 116. I love to tell the story, verses 1 and 2.